You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Interior Minister Priti Patel have laid flowers for the 39 victims found dead in a truck trailer in the town of Essex. Both politicians have also signed a book of condolence for the victims who were discovered at the Greys Industrial Estate on the 23rd of October. The 25-year-old driver of the truck, Maurice Robinson, was arrested following the discovery, and Ms. Patel says police are investigating others.
On Friday, three further people were arrested in connection with the incident. A 38-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman from Warrington were arrested in Cheshire, while a 46-year-old man from Northern Ireland was arrested at Stansted Airport. All three were questioned on suspicion of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people and have now been released on bail.
Robinson has since appeared in Chelmsford Magistrate Court via video feed from prison on charges of 39 counts of manslaughter and people trafficking. He will remain in custody until his hearing at the Old Bailey Court on the 25th of November, where he will be required to make his plea. The tragedy has shone the light on human trafficking, and Ms. Patel says the Home Office is taking immediate steps to rectify the problem.
I can confirm that Border Force are also increasing their presence in Purfleet. They too are working alongside Essex Police to gather further information regarding this incident. And the Home Office now will also accelerate our joint intelligence lead operation between the police, the National Crime Agency and Immigration Enforcement, which aims to disrupt and deter organised crime gangs using refrigerated and hard-sided lorries to smuggle clandestine migrants.
But Al Futas, an assistant professor at George Mason University in Virginia in the US, says that response is unlikely to stop human traffickers.
Driver is just the smallest fish here. You know, we have to understand that human smuggling and trafficking, these are global, international and transnational networks. I would say all countries are really involved and have issues related to human smuggling and human trafficking, whether as source country or transit country or destination country. And unfortunately, majority of the victims are those coming from developing and underdeveloped countries.
British police initially believed the victims were Chinese nationals, but many Vietnamese families have since reported missing relatives they believe are among the dead. Vietnamese mother Ai Thai Huang believes her son Thiep, who was paid to be taken to England, may be one of the victims.
I see that my son was scammed. He was tricked because he believed that they would take him through their VIP option, not to take him to England by putting him in a truck. If I had known he would be in a truck, I wouldn't have allowed him to go by keeping him here and told his brothers not to lend him the money he needed for the trip.
China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang says they are assisting British police identify the victims.
The Chinese embassy in Britain is in close contact with the British side, asking them to provide further effective information to be able to ascertain the victim's identity.
British authorities are also working with the Vietnamese government on the case. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.